Ralphie Radio Show. So Rihanna ended up releasing a music video for Man Down, and it's got a lot of people talking. She shoots a guy down in the video, and given all of the, well, domestic violence issues that Rihanna's had in the past, is she creating a double standard? That's what the Parents Television Council is arguing, matter of fact. We'll find out what they're saying and what Rihanna's response is right now by, well, the news source that broke all of it, TMZ, TMZ.com and TMZ TV, Gary Truck. All right, so the PTC says complete double standard. They made an interesting point about Chris Brown as well when they released their statement to you guys, correct?
Yeah, they're very upset about this. And they're basically saying that this is, you know, the double standard here is if Chris Brown released a video where, you know, he was shooting a woman, then everybody would be up in arms about this. And then, you know, it sucks that Rihanna has, you know, is personally held to this standard, but from what she's been through and the statements she's made, she is a, you know, she's a role model for this type of behavior and for, you know, young females. So they feel that, you know, in the video, she gets raped, and she retaliates by shooting the gentleman who raped her, and like in cold blood, just like, boom, he didn't even see it coming. So they're saying this is not the message to send to young girls.
Yeah, I'm all about Rihanna trying to empower young girls, but to do so through violence, I would feel like she's the last person that I would expect to do that. Now, what is she saying about all this?
Rihanna basically says, I'm not a parent, leave me alone. She basically fired off on her Twitter saying that, listen, you know, I'm an artist, I'm not a parent, you know, you can't hold me to these same standards. She's like, what's up with everybody wanting me to be a parent, basically? And she says that, you know, I'm just a girl, I'm, you know, I'm a voice for women out there that this has happened to, and, you know, I have the freedom to make my art, let me make it. That's basically her viewpoint, which totally understand. She is an artist. She's able to do whatever she wants. But
right.
The people that are buying her records and marketing, and she markets her records towards young females. So she's really, really got to be responsible to the messages that she's sending out.
Yeah, you know, and Rihanna makes a good point there as well in saying that she's not a parent. And I think that's something that I hope the Parents Television Council heard, because I think sometimes the Parents Television Council expects all these different media outlets to act as parents.
No, definitely. I mean, they are a watchdog, and they're going to jump on everybody. I definitely see both sides of the situation in this. You know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, they were calling, the PTC was calling for BET to take down this video and stop airing it. They were one of the main people that are airing it. They released a statement to us just a little bit ago saying, we're going to keep it up, saying
wow.
That, you know, we reviewed it through the proper people. Sorry that, you know, it's upsetting to some people, but it complied with the guidelines that we approved, and so we're going to keep showing it.
Gary, I don't know if you're aware of this. We talked about this a little bit on the Ralphie Radio Show, but Man Down was supposed to be the next single from Loud that went to mainstream radio. After Osama bin Laden was shot down, they switched it up to California King Bed, another track on that album. Man Down is still the single that they're working to rhythmic and urban radio, however. But the label is somewhat conscious of the message that's being sent in the song, and then I guess in the video as well. But very interesting situation nonetheless. We'll keep up to date with it at TMZ.com and TMZ TV. Gary Truck, hey, thank you for the 411, buddy.
Hey, thanks, man.